or families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Five people have succumbed to their wounds and tragically are dead.
The Broward County Sheriff speaking to reporters outside the Fort Lauderdale Airport where a gunman opened fire, leaving five dead and 13 injured. The sheriff said the airport remains locked down.
The investigation continues. We have area SWAT teams and the Broward Sheriff's Office SWAT team clearing the entire airport. There'll be no movement in or about the airport.
A Broward County official told reporters the gunman flew in from Canada and had a checked gun in his baggage that he used to open fire in the baggage area. White House saying they're going to release a full report on Russian hacking to the American people. Here's White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
It's important for the American people to understand that it's our democracy that has been interfered with. And so the people who are participating in that democracy should have as much information as possible about what exactly happened.
USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
The Trump transition team says the mainstream media is deliberately deceiving the American people about Trump's comments about the southern border wall. Correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
He's going to build that wall and Mexico is going to pay for it. That hasn't changed.
Senior advisor to President-elect Donald Trump, Kellyanne Conway, saying the news media is not telling the whole story about who would pay for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. It follows a report on CNN yesterday that Trump's transition team has quietly told Republicans Trump wants Congress to put up the money.
You have people in the media making the suggestion that he's going back on a campaign promise. That is not true.
Conway tells Fox, and Trump says in a tweet, the money will be recouped from Mexico later. I'm Chris Barnes.
The two black men and two black women who are being charged in connection with the attack of a disabled white man streamed on Facebook Live facing a judge today. President Obama sounded off on the attack earlier, saying the attack was absolutely horrific. USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Police had some good news for a man who reported his car missing after loaning it to a friend. They found it. 6 months later, here's the story.
A British man who loaned his car to a friend is finally getting it back 6 months later. The Manchester Evening News reports that a man borrowed the BMW to drive to a rock concert in June. After the concert, he couldn't remember in which of the area's parking garages he'd left the car. After searching for 5 days, he finally gave up and the owner reported the vehicle missing. Cops say that they came across an abandoned car over the weekend and discovered it was the missing car. Now, the only question is, who's going to pay the $6,000 parking fee?
While many people around the country are protesting police and calling for less police action, one California community wants more. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The group is called Saving San Pedro, and co-founder Joanne Rallo says when people are arrested in the city, officers need to drive to downtown Los Angeles to book them.
When you take one squad car with two officers away from us for 4 to 6 hours, we're left with even less protection.
The group is pushing for more cops and reopening a jail in the area. Rallo says the group has one message for elected officials.
We're going to hold your feet to the fire. We're going to continue to put pressure on you and let you know that we're not forgetting about this.
District Councilman Joe Buscaino says he supports the rally but won't be able to make it because he's on vacation. For more information about the rally tomorrow, look up Saving San Pedro on Facebook and then click on Popeye. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting...
Okay, this is the sports guys. I know there may be some people out there who want to lose some weight. I'm so sick of hearing all of these ads. Why is it after the holidays they remind us that maybe we put on a couple pounds? Hey, what's more important, and you know, those of you, anyone out there who may be going to the Packer-Giant game, you're probably going to be happy you have a few extra pounds and a whole lot of clothing. Although I haven't heard definitively what the game temperature is going to be. Well, this is the sports guys. I'm going to bring you the weather. Unfortunately, you're going to have to put up with me today. I'm the only sports guy, Pat Smits. John Manfreda's on his way to the Devils game, and Bill is off doing something. Now, I think John Manfreda isn't here because he doesn't want to talk about the playoff game in Green Bay. On the other hand, I have some trepidation because I was at that playoff game in 2007. In any event, the weather will be great to sit inside to watch television this weekend. Saturday, there's about a 40% chance of snow. Actually, Sunday is going to be nice, mostly sunny. They had been talking about blustery winds in the afternoon, but the latest report is really not even talking about blustery winds, temperature of about 26 degrees. It's going to be cold. For New Jersey, it's going to be cold. And so the real issue is what's it going to be when the Giants play the Packers at Lambeau Field this week. And earlier this year, of course, it was a beautiful day when they played in Green Bay. I was at that game. And, of course, the Packers won. Good, good, good. And for my Giant fans. And, however, anything can happen in a Packer-Giant game. I certainly sat there in 2007 fully expecting the Packers to go on. And what happened, of course, is the Giants won in overtime because Brett Favre threw an interception. In fact, if I remember, that may be his last game at Lambeau as a Packer. I'm trying to remember. I think that's when he did retire the first time. But in any event, we should look at the quarterbacks, and I expect that maybe John Manfreda will be in, so not in, but he may call in. So I thought that perhaps I'd talk about a couple of the other quarterbacks that will be playing this weekend. And for those of you who are football fans, you know that when the Washington Redskins lost the game last week, that meant that they were out of playoff contention. And, of course, we won't talk about the Eagles because they've been out of playoff contention for a couple weeks, two or three weeks. Although I have to say, I think Wentz has been a really good quarterback. I think they need to get some more people on that team to help him out, but I think he could be a real star. In any event, let's not talk about the Eagles, and maybe that's why Bill isn't here today. He has nothing to crow about. But talking about what happened last week, the last game of the Packers season was the game with the Detroit Lions, and the Lions had a up until the last couple weeks, the Lions had a much better record than the Packers had. In fact, the Packers had lost a number of games. First of all, they started out the season very well, and then they lost a number of games. And if any of you follow what people say, is at this point, and I don't say that Rodgers said that they would run the table, but he acknowledged that they did need to run the table in order to get in the playoffs. And they almost needed to run the table, but what actually happened is because the Redskins did not win, the game between the Packers and the Detroit Lions was really a game for division champion. And the losing team would still be a sixth seed. And so what we have is we have, of course, the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the first seed, so they have a bye this week, and the Giants are the fifth seed. So the Giants are playing the Packers because the Packers won the division. And then the Detroit Lions are going out to Seattle to play the Seattle Seahawks. Now, those of us who are kind of geeky football fans, this week, of course, I'm hoping for a Packer victory. That goes without saying. But then I'm also hoping that the Lions will win because unless I'm wrong, I think the Lions would then the second week, they would go to see the Cowboys and they would have to have the Cowboy matchup. Now, for a number of reasons, in my home, we don't want to have the Packers playing the Cowboys. First of all, we have a daughter who is a diehard Cowboy fan. So, believe me, this is not fun, especially since our little grandson is a diehard Cowboy fan. And we'll be out there rooting for Ezekiel Elliott and Jason Witten and, I'm assuming, based on everything I'm hearing, that they will not use Tony Romo as a quarterback. But I have not really been watching things the last couple days. So as far as I know, Tony Romo is still a Cowboy. So somebody can correct me if there has been a trade in the last few days. But that was the last I knew. And, of course, he did play part of the game against the Eagles. I know the Eagles won that game, guys, so, you can be proud of that. On the other hand, the Cowboys really, they didn't need that game. It didn't help them at all. And, of course, some people, and there are always Eagle fans who are going to complain because there are some people who would say, oh, maybe that would hurt the Eagles in the draft so that they would rather have the Eagles lose more games if they're not going to get to the playoffs. Forget it. I want my team to win, and if that means that they don't get the higher draft pick, so what? So let's get back to what's happening this week with the Detroit Lions and the Seahawks. I mean, most people know that Matthew Stafford has, in fact, hurt his thumb, and he has this little cast. It's interesting the way he seems to throw the football with it. But, you know, Stafford is really a good quarterback. And, you know, of course, the Lions fans have endured decades of, you know, sorrow and disappointment. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes they really blame their bad luck on supernatural forces, not that they don't have a team that pulls together. But so the Lions fans attribute their team's long stretch of misfortune to former quarterback Bobby Lane. Well, although Lane was the last quarterback to win a title for the Lions, a pre-Super Bowl NFL championship in 1957. But then in 1958, the Lions management decided that Lane's playboy lifestyle didn't fit the team's image, and he was traded. So on his way out of town, he declared the Lions wouldn't win for the next 50 years. Now, of course, that's the jinx that he tried to put on the Lions. And, of course, in 2008, on the 50th anniversary of the curse, the Lions secured the dubious distinction of becoming the first team to finish a season 0-16. So they lost every game. So actually, after the winless year, the Lions, somewhat ironically, turned to a graduate of their former quarterback, Lane's former high school, to help them end the jinx. And, you know, football fans really believe in this. I mean, football fans will wear the same outfit. They'll wear the same, you know, hat, scarf, won't wash a T-shirt for a year. They'll do anything to if they think it's going to help their team. In any event, Matthew Stafford, he was a senior at Highland Park High School in Dallas. And at that point in high school, he threw over 4,000 yards and 38 touchdowns and led his undefeated high school team to the state championship. Now, I'm not sure that I remember him in college, but he played two seasons at the University of Georgia. And even though he led the Bulldogs to two bowl victories, but most people were somewhat underwhelmed by his college career. However, the Lions, and to their, you know, actually they were lucky in doing this, they liked his arm and his intelligence and took him as their first pick in 2009. So he was the first overall pick the Lions selected in the 2009 draft. He won the starting job. He helped the Lions win their first game since 2007. And he created his own legend later in a game against the Cleveland Browns because he was wired for sound by NFL Films while throwing for a then record for a rookie, 422 yards, and tying the rookie single game record with five touchdowns. In other words, Matthew Stafford is a good quarterback, and he really is. When you watch him, I think he's much better than a lot of people say that he is. You know, he is playing injured. I'm not sure. I know the Packers certainly won the game against the last game against Detroit, but they didn't humiliate him. And he's been injured, and I think that's been a problem not only with him but with other quarterbacks. But he re-injured his shoulder in 2010 and was out for most of the season. I think he may have played two or three games that season. Came back strong in 2011. And, you know, now they made the playoffs that year for the first time since 1999. But unfortunately for them, they ran into Drew Brees and the Saints. you know, he's been this year looked pretty phenomenal at first, and then of course they lost some games, but he's been a Pro Bowl selection in 2014. He was actually the NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 2011, and I'm hoping that Jordy Nelson will be the 2016 Comeback Player. I think he certainly deserves it. I think Jordy, of course, he's a Packer, right? But he really has been doing so much better that he came back. Not at first, but recently Rodgers and Jordy have just been pretty phenomenal. But he, anyway, we're back to Matthew Stafford, and he, you know, he's going to be in the playoffs. The Lions, unfortunately, have to go out to Seattle and face Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, and that's a tough stadium. You know, I could go into all of the problems that the Packers have had in Seattle. And unfair, those of us who remember when we had the substitute referees will never forget that year. But anyway, getting back to Russell Wilson, you know, he is, you know, just a two-time Pro Bowl, two or three-time Pro Bowl selection. He's really been pretty phenomenal. You know, he was also considered, and I think won the Good Guy Award at least 1 year. But he was a senior at a private collegiate high school in Richmond, Virginia. He had over 3,000 yards passing in high school. And it's interesting to see how the recruiters start watching these kids when they are in high school. And, of course, no one ever knows if they'll go on and have the same college career. And, of course, no one ever knows if they will be hurt. I mean, one of the phenomenal cases with respect to someone who was so seriously injured, no one would have expected him to play football again, is Brett Favre. And he didn't have a wonderful year when he came back. I think that was his senior year in college. But he certainly proved himself as a quarterback for the Packers. But anyway, Russell Wilson was very interesting in college. He won the All-ACC honors, but he was at North Carolina State. But his coach disagreed with his attending spring training after he was drafted by baseball's Colorado Rockies in 2010. So, coach made a big mistake. Wilson transferred to Wisconsin for his final year of eligibility. So, he also started in, 50 straight games, set an NCAA record through 379 consecutive passes without an interception. You know, he also rushed. You know, nobody likes what they consider small players, and Russell Wilson is 5'11", maybe not even 5'11", but anyway, that's his stats. And so that, you know, there's that, he's going to be too short to play quarterback in the NFL. However, Pete Carroll, saw beyond that, and they really did. Pete Carroll was the new Seattle Seahawks coach, and also the general manager out there was John Schneider. And they really, made him the first quarterback they drafted, taking him in the third round. Now, he was still there in the third round, which, some people today would say, wow, other teams really made a mistake. But, he set NFL records. He's stepped right into the Seahawks game. He started all of the games in his rookie year. He actually tied Peyton Manning's rookie record with 26 touchdown passes. you know, nobody can say that Wilson is not a good quarterback. And, of course, in 2013, the Seahawks won 11 of their first 12 games, won the NFC West title. So they, in the playoffs, beat the New Orleans Saints and the 49ers. They reached that Super Bowl. Now, however, facing the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning, you know, Peyton Manning at the time was hoping that second Super Bowl would cement his legacy as NFL's best ever quarterback. However, Wilson went into that and led the Seahawks to a 43-8 victory. I mean, pretty phenomenal in that against the Broncos, who many thought would be the superior team. Certainly thought that Peyton Manning, with his experience, would be the superior quarterback. And at that point, Wilson completed 72% of his passes, two touchdowns. He had an unbelievable passer record. And, it was really his ultimate validation. And he's also a nice guy, you know, which is, you know, you can't hate him. You don't, most of us don't like Peyton. I mean, I'm sorry, we do like Peyton Manning. Most of us don't like Brady. But, you can't help but like Wilson. You just don't want to be up against him. So, there was 2014 was certainly not great. There was some internal strife. They, started out 3-3, but they ended up and finished the year at 12-14. He was back in the championships that year against the Packers, and sad game. The Seahawks were down by 12 with just over 2 minutes remaining, and then Wilson led one of the most unlikely comebacks in history, including that what we would like to say as Packer fans, the unforgettable two-point conversion to erase the deficit, and then went on to win 28-22 on a touchdown pass in overtime. Very, very, very sad as far as those of us who are Packer fans. And but he really was phenomenal from a standpoint that the Seahawks, really, they were down by 12, only 2 minutes left in the game, and they didn't give up. I mean, there are some quarterbacks and some teams that they just look at adversity and, you know, overcome it, where most teams or many teams would just say, we're defeated and that's it. So they were down in the Super Bowl. Then they were against the Patriots, of course. The Seahawks were down by 4 with 20 seconds left and the ball on the 1 yard line. And that was after Wilson had calmly marched his team down the field. Those of you who are watching that game remember that. They were poised to score the winning points. However, he was intercepted and the Patriots won that game 28-24. The play call by Coach Carroll to pass instead of giving the ball to running back Marshawn Lynch was called the worst decision by a coach in NFL history. In fact, I remember that we were all sitting there watching that game, and every one of us watching the game would not have called a pass. And, at that point in the game. And, of course, as a true professional, Wilson took full responsibility for the play and expressing confidence that he would lead the team back. This year, 2016, they are in the playoffs. They have the home field advantage for this game, and they're playing the Lions. Now, those of us who are Packer fans, and I probably said this earlier, those of us who are Packer fans, of course, hope Detroit will win that game, because if Detroit wins, they will go on to play the Cowboys, and then the Packers, if they win, when they win, I should say, will play Atlanta. I think that's right. That was the last thing I had figured out at some point, so I think my memory is correct on that. And I would rather have the Packers not play the Cowboys. We have been to a playoff game against the Cowboys in the past and did not come out well for the Packer fans. And of course, the Cowboys are tough. They beat the Packers this year at Lambeau. And in fact, we saw that game. We saw that game at Lambeau with our grandson, who's the Cowboy fan. And of course, what I've said is since then, I will never take him to another game or any of our grandchildren to another game, because when Packers are playing against their teams, either the Eagles or the Cowboys, because we have some of both, unfortunately, meaning fans of both, unfortunately, you know, the other team wins. So from now on, unless somebody miraculously becomes a Packer fan, I'm not so sure that those little Eagle and Cowboy fans are going to go to games. So let me, I'm certainly missing John, and I thought maybe he would call in, but he hasn't. So when I come back, we'll talk a little bit about the quarterbacks for the Giants and Packers and see about that matchup for this week. So I'll be back after we talk a little bit from some of our sponsors.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Well, I have to comment about these two sponsors. First of all, Crown Trophy is great. Anyway, they really do great work. Now, I'm not one of these people that think that every kid should get a trophy just because they're on a team. But they will make up almost anything. I was going to a Blackhawks-Devils game, and at the last minute, did not have a Blackhawks jersey. Now, of course, guys, you know, am I a Devils fan? Am I a Flyers fan? Am I, you know, no, I have to be a Chicago Blackhawks fan. None of these sports stores in the area had anything. So I went to Crown Trophy, and they made up a great shirt for me. In fact, I had a lot of favorable comments, but they're just great people to deal with. Now, the second ad was from Pambee's. If you have not stopped there for their ice cream, well, you either listen to the diet sponsor or you go to Pambee's. And they have great ice cream, nice people. They're right on Route 31, kind of north of Payne Road, on the southbound. There used to be just a little, you know, roadside diner, not diner, just a small restaurant there. You know, Pamby's, welcome to Hunterdon County. I will certainly be one of your most loyal customers, and it's great to get good ice cream. It really is. Coming from the Midwest, we have out there what we call custard, and it's a very rich, rich, rich ice cream, and it's really phenomenal. I think the thing closest to it commercially here is I know that the Cheesecake Factory has, they make, Edie's Ice Cream makes a special ice cream for them. And it's close. Not quite, but it's close. But Pamby's, welcome, and certainly hope you make it. And all the real ice cream folks, and, you know, if you like soft ice cream, fine. But also, you know, try some of their great flavors. So I, every time I do this, I want to run in there on my way home. So those are two of our sponsors, and I'm just, we'll play something from a third, and then I'll get back talking about sports.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to talk about the Giants and Packers. And as I said, they met on September 9th of this year. It was really a very nice game. I'm sure, very nice day, very nice evening. And one of the things that I always like to do is get the official program for the games. And, of course, unfortunately, don't have much time to look at them at the game. But it's fun, and it looks at, you know, they go through the schedules, and of course we know that what the schedules of all of the teams were. They're finished now, and they're into the playoffs. So the two people we need to look at as far as the quarterbacks in this game will be, of course, my own Aaron Rodgers. He's, you know, I really think that Aaron Rodgers, I know everybody says Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback. I think sometimes people need to look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, one of the things at this last game, if you saw, he must have had at least 8, almost 9 seconds where he was able to move around and then throw the football. And, you know, that was, the game was getting a little scary because the Lions were catching up. And I always like to watch Aaron. I mean, he's not as much fun as watching Brett Favre. I will always say that Brett Favre was the most fun to watch him when you were at the games. He was just like a kid. But what Aaron is interesting to watch is, you know, when he has that little smile on his face. And, you know, he's just kind of saying, yeah, I did it. But this year, of course, he had to was concerned that they were going to be out of the playoffs, and they very close got in, but it was close. And also, if you remember, I don't think it was last year. I think it might have been the year before when the team was really not doing well, and he came on and said, you know, R-E-L-A-X, relax. And the team did, and they went on to, you know, have a positive season. And as far as commercials, I think one of the funniest commercial is the State Farm commercial, the new one that he does, where he is going after this little bug. And I don't know if he's funnier or Clay Matthews, who sits back and finally says with his mouth full, "Did you get him?" But in any event, you know, I think that also shows that Aaron Rodgers does have a sense of humor, because not everybody would be as willing to poke fun against themselves. So we're talking now about, of course, not Peyton Manning, but Eli Manning, and whether or not Eli, who seems to, and I don't have as much information on Eli, but one of the things that Eli seems, and I've heard fans say this, you don't know which Eli is showing up. In other words, you know, it just could be one Eli or another Eli. And, you know, sometimes it's really, and any quarterback can be off and can be on. I didn't think that Aaron Rodgers was as on this last week. But certainly, you know, that almost seems more true of, you know, the Eli. And so often he can just be, you know, off. And I guess I'm hoping he'll be off this time. And I'm just trying to see if there was what they said about him in this one program. You know, mainly I think it's all Packers, even though it was supposed to be the Packer-Giant game official program. I don't think they say a whole lot about the Giants, other than listing, of course, the Giants' offense, defense, and special teams, and, of course, providing their roster, which, you know, we know that, you know, so many of the people on the Packers roster are just not there because they've been hurt, out for the season, out for a number of games, but at least we had Jordy back, which, you know, made a big difference and is going to make a difference. Yeah, I can't find anything that, I thought there was more, there would be more in this particular book about Eli. And, of course, we all know that he is Peyton's younger brother. We know that his father, Archie, was a New Orleans Saint for many, many years. They grew up in New Orleans. Really seems to be a nice family. And But I'm not going to find what I thought I was going to be able to talk to you about on Eli. So I guess I'm going to have to talk to you and spend the rest of the program talking about my favorite, not saying all-time favorite, but my favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. So I guess I should have looked at this book a little sooner to see what else. And interestingly, you know, in a couple of years ago, books that were listing the quarterbacks, Eli really wasn't one of the top quarterbacks that was listed. And actually, I have a book from 2015. I can't believe that he's not in there, but maybe I just missed it. I don't think so. So we have, in 2015, the top quarterbacks that they were listed, at least in this book, Tom Brady, of course, Drew Brees, Joe Flacco, Colin Kaepernick. Well, Colin would not be one of the top quarterbacks anymore. Andrew Luck, Indianapolis Colts, Peyton Manning, of course, Denver Broncos, who's now retired, Cam Newton, Phil Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Tony Romo, Matthew Stafford, and Russell Wilson. So it's interesting that in this book, at least, the when they looked at the best players or the players they were going to focus on, they did not include Eli. So let's talk a little bit about Aaron. Maybe next week when John's back, he can talk a little bit more about Eli, and because honestly, you know, I know some things about him, but I don't know a whole lot. So one of the things that is so amazing to me about Aaron is the pressure. I mean, when he is under tremendous pressure, he seems to just be able to exude a calm. Now, whether he's feeling that calm, who knows? But certainly, he seems to. We all know about his rocket arm, his huge feet, good hands. He attended community college when he first started school. And from my understanding, there was a recruiter who, came to see someone else at Butte College. And, now when he was at Butte, he led them to a 10-1 record. But apparently, and I don't know if it was the head coach at Cal Berkeley at the time who came to see another player or if it was someone else. But in any event, his talent caught the eye. It should have caught the eye of college recruiters much earlier, but it didn't. And so he spent two seasons at University of California, Berkeley, and we usually just call it Berkeley. And he was the highest-rated passer in the school history. But he did declare for the NFL draft a year early. So, he was drafted by the Packers, and everybody wondered why. Because they did not need a Packer quarterback. The Packers didn't need a quarterback. They had Brett Favre, and, Brett Favre was in his prime at the time. So actually, if you ever look at anything about that NFL draft in 2005, you will see that Rodgers was passed over by team after team after team. And one of the things that the Packers have always been known for is that they will pick the next best player. Even if they don't have a real need, they will usually pick the next best player. So he actually was not picked until 24 overall. Now, and there's a whole list of quarterbacks that were picked before Aaron Rodgers. So he's always had a bit of a chip on his shoulder and has had to say he's going to prove something, which I think he has. So at the time in 2005, Favre had played every game for 16 seasons. He won the MVP award three times. He set NFL career records, a number of them. So what happened is Rodgers threw all of 59 passes in his first three seasons with the Packers. Now, for some reason he sat back. Apparently, he didn't complain about lack of playing time, and he really focused more on learning from Brett Favre. Now, as much as I like Favre, I'm not sure he was as much of a mentor as he should have been. This never seemed to be one of Brett's strong suits. But anyway, we all know what happened with what I would call as the messy divorce between the Packers and Brett Favre. But this gave Rodgers his chance. He stayed away from the controversy. Very, very smart, because there were many fans who were really displeased about the way the Packers handled that fiasco, including me. But what happened is he just ushered in a new era, and he really did. So the Packers that year made, that was, as I recall, it was 2010. They made the playoffs the last day of the season. They that was 2010. And they beat all the top three seeds. They reached the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh Steelers. And Rodgers became the fourth quarterback in history to throw for over 300 yards and three touchdowns in a Super Bowl. So he led the Packers to a title and earning the MVP award in the process. Now, actually, the MVP award went to Rodgers the next year, and he had set the single-season quarterback rating record of 122.5. And he threw for about 46,000 yards, 45 touchdowns. He did have six interceptions, which was kind of surprising for him. But anyway, the Packers went for a 15-1 record that year. He was limited in 2013 because he had a broken collarbone. He still set NFL records. The 2014 season was not great. That was the year that Rodgers, although people worried that his collarbone was still bothering him, or they even commented about his relationship with the movie actress Olivia Munn, that was a distraction. Of course, they were trying to find every possible excuse. And, the quarterback finally went on the radio show. That was the year that Rodgers went on his weekly radio show. And, everybody out there heard, in Packerland at least, the five letters here. And it was R-E-L-A-X, relax. We're going to be okay. And so... But that did put the pressure squarely on his shoulders, became the catchphrase of the season. And however, they went on to win 11 out of their next 13 games and the NFC North title. He had a torn calf muscle at that point, but he still led the Packers to a win over the Dallas Cowboys in the divisional round. And then... unfortunately, they coughed up that 12-point lead with just about 2 minutes left, and they lose to Seattle. That was a really, really tough loss. And everybody, was just devastated by that loss. However, he was still named MVP for the second time, and taking 31 of 50 votes to beat out J.J. Watt. And even though he had one of the J.J., I think J.J. might have been the MVP the year before. But in any event, Rodgers is fun to watch. He really, there's so many people who have been hurt. We've been very lucky to get a few people coming in. But let's hope that Jordy Nelson, is right on top. Because Jordy, is really one of the favorites in Wisconsin. It comes from that cattle farm family in northeast Kansas, where his family is farm for generations. He may be one of the few Packer players who, when they were initially going to Green Bay, and certainly this was the case years ago, they were just, you know, where was Green Bay? It was nowhere. It was, you know, for Jordy, he's probably the only person on the team, and Green Bay is a big city compared to where he comes from. But in any event, you know, we'll see what's happening on Sunday, Sunday and Saturday, Saturday and Sunday, and we haven't talked at all about AFC, but I think most of our listeners here are really more interested in what's going to happen with the Packers and the Giants. And I have to tell you one story, because those of you who know me know that I am an attorney, and I had a colleague call me this afternoon to tell me about a call he had received from one of his former clients. And his former client called him and said that he had to do something immediately. This was a really an emergent situation. And so when he found out what the problem was, she said, "Well, this is not my husband's weekend to have our children. However, he's insisting on having the children this weekend." And, you know, when the attorney said, "Well, is he refusing to then alter and give you another weekend?" "Oh, no, 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 no. That's not it. But he's insisting on taking the children this weekend." So my colleagues asked, "Well, what's his reason?" And she said, "Well, he wants to take them to Green Bay, Wisconsin to watch the Packer-Giant playoff game." And I guess my colleague probably was wondering, "Well, all right, so what's your problem with it?" Well, you know, she didn't want to change weekends. And even worse is there wasn't a direct flight. Well, I only wish in that case the husband would have called me, because obviously my colleague told her to back off, and, you know, that this was not a big deal, and that she shouldn't try to run into court to get a restraint, which I can't imagine any judge giving that kind of a restraint. But in any event, I just wish I would have gotten the call from the former husband, who would have told me that he's trying to deal with his former wife, and all he wants to do is take his two teenagers to Lambeau to watch the game. And of course, if she had called me, I would have probably said to her, "You are joking, aren't you? You don't really mean to say that you would oppose your former husband taking your kids to a game." Maybe that's why I don't get that kind of a client. But as far as the direct flight to Lambeau, well, there are no direct flights from Newark to Green Bay. And in fact, he'll be lucky if he gets a direct flight to Milwaukee. Maybe then a flight to Green Bay, but there, you know, this is a small airport, and many people, of course, fly into Milwaukee, and sometimes you end up having to fly into Chicago because trying to book at the last minute on a Packer weekend, especially when you're talking about a playoff game, when so many of the Giant fans, anybody who can go, will be going. So anyway, I'm going to kind of end with that, and about the only thing I have to say is, hopefully for the fans and for the team, this game, the weather will not be what it was for the last Packer Giant playoff game in Lambeau. At that time, it was 2007. The Giants were the sixth seed. They went into Lambeau. And I was at the game. It was 30 below zero. That was not wind chill. That was 30 below zero. And the Packers lost in overtime when Brett Favre threw an interception. And, you know, other than everybody being glad that the game was ending because they were frozen, it was a devastating loss for those of us who are diehard Packer fans. So anyway, football fans, have fun this weekend. I'm not going to wish good luck to your teams, because you may be you might be, in fact, a Giant fan. But other than that, good luck.
Expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert, Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix